DeRay McKesson, one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. It's a new day, DeRay. What is the day like for you?
You know, there were some people who thought that Trump would usher in a productive apocalypse, right? That him being president would bring everything to a crashing halt, and finally we'd have to confront the ills of injustice and inequity. And what we know to be true is that the only thing that is guaranteed about a productive apocalypse is the apocalypse part, that the productive part rarely comes, and that's what we're seeing, is that so much is under siege and so much is under threat. We've seen record levels of activism and engagement, but I'm mindful that we can be proud of that activism while also being clear that people shouldn't have to be active like this right now, that people should be able to lead lives where they don't have to be in response to domestic terrorism and threats all day. So we'll see. You know, I'm hopeful that we will see young people and older people and all types of coalitions come together to build resistance and understand resistance is not only opposition, but it's also deep imagination.
Harry Belafonte said that W.E.B. Du Bois said that when there's great pain, there's great activism that causes great activism that creates change. Do you think that the activism is commensurate with the pain right now?
Yeah, I think that there are way more people who want to do the work than know what to do right now. Mm-hmm. And that we are building the infrastructure for organizing while people need it. So that's happening. I'm hopeful, though.
And lastly, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions is going to be, he's reviewing the consent decrees, and they're pushing more so for support for police and not necessarily talking about, you know, bad policing. What say you?
Yeah, so he is slowly building up a pipeline to increase mass incarceration in the country, and that is the consent decrees, that's the memos that he's written. He's doing it really slowly and methodically. So it's a clear threat, and he's also dismantling the civil rights departments across agencies one by one, and that is dangerous.